T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dr. Rajaran joins us from IGEA Brain and Spine, our partners, or courtesy of our partners at IGEA Brain and Spine. Doc, how you feeling? How are you?
You're right.
Good. We're trying to stay dry today in Jersey. We got monsoon rains over here on this side of the river.
What makes this day different than any other day?
At least it's not snow. I'll take it that way.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes rain is worse.
It's true. Joe, before I forget, how are the pipes? Are the pipes unclogged?
Pretty much unclogged. You know,
I'm never gonna, like I said,
I strive for 85. I'm never gonna be 100% again. Those days are long gone. You know, I'm never gonna be 40 years old again. So I strive for 85. If I get to 80, I'm probably doing okay. 80%, I'm talking about.
Yeah. Listen, exactly. You're trying to maintain, trying to keep good. It's starting to warm up. So you had a preview of the spring. So hopefully we can start actually getting out there more often.
I figure Memorial Day it'll actually break for good. I'm figuring then.
Yeah, we just go from winter to summer and back to winter nowadays.
Yeah, terrible.
Doc, when Kevin Plawecki got hit by a pitch, and at first it looked awful, and then the Mets said, hey, took an x-ray, we found nothing, he's good to go. Mm-hmm. And then we find out a few days later that he had a fracture. Is that normal? Because I think our natural reaction is to say, the Mets, even though they're winning games, they're doing typical Met things. But is that normal to not pick up that kind of injury immediately off an x-ray?
Yes. So two things. Number one, you know, last year we were losing pitchers, and now this year we're just losing catchers. So we're just changing position the way things are starting with these injuries. But in your initial x-ray, you're going to get right after the game. As long as there's not any major structure, I mean a huge break, you often are not going to see it. In fact, this exact injury, one of my softball kids that I take care of, she's a college softball player, she got hit by a pitch last Sunday in a tournament, and then you know her and her dad called me that night, and you know they went to a local ER up out in Pennsylvania, got an x-ray, and you know they sent me some pictures of the x-ray, and we looked at it, and sure enough it was negative, so meaning her x-rays were totally normal, and she got hit right on the hand during a pitch just like Plawecki did, and the x-rays are fine. Now you know the hand blows up and it swells and things like that, and part of the initial timeline is you're watching them over the first 24 to 48 hours to see, okay, or is the swelling potentially getting worse? You know, are they turning the corner? Now, part of this is obviously him being a major league guy. They have a very quick threshold to order an MRI just to make sure, which is fine. And basically, that's kind of what they did. He was still sore the next day. They decided to just go ahead and get the MRI. In the scenario here of my softball kid, she started to actually turn the corner within about 2 days. She started to feel significantly better. I did not end up ordering an MRI on her because she started to feel a lot better. And basically, you know, a week later, she was almost back to normal. So it just depends on that particular injury. So, like I said, this kid, she was fine. She was playing a week later, as opposed to Plawecki. They got the MRI. They see a hairline fracture. And what that means is it's a really, really bad bone bruise where the bone bleeds on the inside, and it got bruised just bad enough that some of the little infrastructure, the inside of the bone, cracks. Now, it didn't move. It didn't get out of place, nothing like that. He's probably going to start feeling better, I would hope, in the next 2 weeks or so. But they're just being extra careful because if he gets hit again or if he somehow, when he's gripping the bat and is followed through, that force of the bat getting pulled towards the end of your hands, that can actually damage the bone if it's vulnerable. So he's just more vulnerable to hurting it further if he goes back before he's feeling, you know, decent. So that's why they're being more cautious with him, because the MRI says, okay, the bone's not normal, and he's more at risk of developing an injury that could be worse, which would then take him out longer if he actually needed surgery or something like that, you know?
How long do you think he's going to be out? You give him, like, 3 weeks? That's what they said, 2 to 3.
I still – those tiny little hairline things, I think of those as a bad bone bruise, and most bad bone bruises, in 3 weeks, people are good. I mean, in the NFL, that's actually one of the most common things we see in a lot of those guys are bone bruises around the knee. And usually by 3 weeks, those guys are pretty good. And obviously, you got to walk on your knees, you got to run on your knees as opposed to your hand. You have time to let it rest and while you're still walking around and things like that. But for grip strength and things like that, I would hope in about 3 weeks he's feeling pretty good. That's why they're putting the timeline at around 4, because if he feels good in 3, then they're going to want to let him, gradually build back up to throwing and catching and batting and all that kind of stuff. So that's why they're saying maybe 4 weeks right now. But I hope in about 3-4 weeks he's feeling pretty good. Now, listen, the bone doesn't 100% heal until after 6 weeks. So technically, he still is a little vulnerable. If he gets hit at the exact spot again, it could break completely and become a worse injury because technically the bone doesn't heal till 6 weeks. But usually guys start feeling good after 3 in those really bad bone bruises and tiny kind of hairlines like that.
Right.
Hey, no offense to Travis and Kevin Plawecki. We'd much rather be talking to you about injuries to catchers injuries to pitchers when it comes to the Mets.
I know. Exactly. It's just ironic that last year we're going on that position, and now here we are with this one. But, yes, no, I agree. Totally agree with what you're saying. Exactly. No offense to those guys. I want them to recover and do well and play well. But it's a different story for sure.
Very, very different. Doc, we appreciate the update. Doc, thank you much.
Always
pleasure,
a pleasure,
guys. Have
Doc.
A great day. Talk to you soon.
Dr. Rajaran from our partners at IGEA Brain and Spine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.